Boston, WAKY News.
It was shortly before 11 this morning when three masked men walked into the First National Bank branch at Southern Parkway in Woodlawn. Seconds later, this report was aired by city police.
They do have the hold-up car. It is a yellow Cougar with no license plate.
Then, a short time later,
the hold-up car has been found abandoned.
Tear gas bomb went off inside the bank during the robbery. D.F. Roberts, bank vice president, told Channel 79 News the source of that tear gas.
Now, this is a tear gas device which is triggered on a time basis. It will discolor the money and will also, of course, produce the tear gas which made the robbers flee. And this caused our people to evacuate the building also.
How many tellers were robbed? Robert says.
We know that the robbers went to at least two teller cages. I don't have a definite figure, but we do know they were at least at two windows.
Amount taken in the bank robbery has not yet been determined. E. William Purser, WAKY News.
I'm Bruce Brown in New York. The U.S. State Department has confirmed that agreement has been reached with Thailand to begin talks on the gradual withdrawal of U.S. troops from Thailand. Right now, there are about 48,000 GIs in Thailand. Robert McCluskey at the State Department did not say when those talks might begin.
Ex-Louisvillian dies in plane crash. That story coming up.
Former Louisville man was killed early today when the small mail-carrying plane he was piloting crashed in a wooded area 10 miles south of the Nashville airport. Officers said the pilot, identified as Paul B. White, was the only occupant of the twin-engine Beechcraft owned by Queen Flying Service of Cincinnati. The plane was carrying some 1,800 pounds of mail under a U.S. post office contract. There was no fire, and officials said most of the estimated 80,000 pieces of mail can be recovered. A spokesman at the Nashville airport tower said radio contact was lost with the craft, and in his words, it just dropped off the radar screen. The spokesman added that the tower had been in touch with the pilot, and there was no indication he was in trouble. This is Mike Donegan reporting for WAKY News from Nashville.
Western Kentucky University expected to get a new president this afternoon. Reports say Vice President Dero Downing is way out in front for the job.
That $3 billion cut in defense spending is apparently moving along in high gear. Navy Secretary John Chafee says 100 Navy ships will be either placed in mothballs or scrapped altogether in the next 3 months.
The Reverend John Davis, chairman of the Bellarmine Ursuline College Theology Department, is resigning from the priesthood after 25 years.
Police in Jerusalem say they're holding a suspect in connection with that fire that badly burned the Al-Aqsa Mosque there yesterday.
20-year-old local resident Donnie Ogle, 12207 Brenda, dies of injuries suffered in beating and robbery Sunday night.
Richmond, Virginia, trying to get back to normal after the threat of a spillover of the James River passed early this morning.
Fatal auto accident this morning in the 8,000 block of St. Andrew's Church Road took the life of 21-year-old Randy Carlton Jr., 4709 Seville Drive.
Next month's issue of Today's Health Magazine says 10,000 U.S. college students will try to kill themselves this year because of mounting emotional pressures.
ABC's Bruce Brown, this hour, injury accidents at 23rd and Oak, I-71 west of Zorn, 21st and Jefferson. WAKY weather mostly sunny and seasonably cool through tomorrow. Fair and cool tonight, low 58. Highs today and tomorrow 80, mostly sunny and warmer Sunday. It's 79 degrees. Airport weather sunny, operations normal. Bob Watson, WAKY News.
Johnny Randolph with much more WAKY Music.